Good evening. Welcome to District 57, Board of Education, regular business meeting, Thursday, April 21st, 2016. It is 7:01 p.m. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Kobus?
Here.
Mrs. Klawchuk?
Here.
Mr. Lee?
Here.
Mr. McCluskey?
Here.
Mr. Simonfeld?
Here.
Mrs.
Nagley? Here. I am going to first do our communications, and we will do these a little bit out of order. Joe, anything from the Education Foundation?
Yeah, I was at the Ed Foundation meeting last Wednesday, the 13th. And really, the focus of the meeting, the only focus of the meeting, was recruitment for new board members for next year, new foundation board members. There were two prospective new people there, and they're still shaking the bushes, trying to get some more interest. And the next meeting next month is at local watering hole. Which one off the top of my head? Hopefully I'm not breaking any news to you, Eileen.
We all look at Eileen.
Also for the purpose of trying to encourage, you know, more of a social gathering to encourage new members.
Okay, great.
That's it.
Thank you, Joe. Are there any PTA or PTO reports? Jen?
Yes. Westbrook had their PTA meeting last night. Today was wellness walk. They had a wellness walk, which was all the kids were excited about, and they had great weather, so that worked out great. Also, the kindergartners and first graders got pedometers to measure their steps, and they're pretty excited about that. They've been doing that. I think it's just like a unit. I don't think they permanently get to keep them, but they've been utilizing them in the gym class. The PTA did report that they are still trying to fill several chairs, and they had a couple parents that were at the meeting last night who were interested in potentially joining, but they did get their new officers, and they swore them in last night for the 2016-2017 year. That's it.
Great. Thanks, Jen.
Sure.
Joe?
I was at Lincoln PTA meeting on Tuesday evening, and most of the focus was on preparation for Staff Appreciation Week, which is coming up in early May, and preparations for the eighth grade activities, end of the year, graduation, and, you know, not graduation, but the festivities leading up to graduation. Also, they had a sheet of people that are taking on officer positions and chairing committees, and they've got it pretty filled up. So they just are still in need of a vice president, first vice president for next year. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Fairview had their PTO meeting. They have all their committee chairs filled, but they have one board seat, which is a co-president seat, and it's just a one-year fulfillment. They're trying to get someone to get in there since one person resigned from this year, and the other person is on her second year, so she's rolling off. So hopefully they get one person to fill that one-year spot. They had their fifth grade musical on April 6th. They have fifth grade open gym night coming up at Lincoln on May 20th. They have the coolest school on Wednesday, May 18th, and this is the first year they've had it this late in the game, so they're very excited, so they hope to have a good turnout, because usually it's cold in the beginning of April. Their plant sale, the pickup is May 7th. They also had an assembly recently for Science Guy. They said he was great. They really liked him. They had a disability awareness, like, week within March, April, and then they had Special Olympics just this past Saturday at Prospect. Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
At Prospect. And then they're all the end-of-the-year stuff coming up in May.
Okay.
Fun stuff.
Great. Thank you. Jerry, do you have one?
Yeah, at Lyons, similar activities. In
terms of officers for the next year, they it looks like they've got most filled up, but they, I believe it was one VP office is open. Most of their committee chairs are filled for next year. They, unlike Fairview, did get a cold April day for Capinary, so the data is not in yet, but when I attended, it was a little bit slow there. So then also staff appreciation planning coming up early May. And from what they laid out, day three is the day to crash for the good food. So.
All right. Thank you very much. Dennis, we'll come back to you for NSSEO. Now is the time.
The focus on the NSSEO meeting was the budget, and I think everybody got a copy of it. So if anybody does have any questions, if you want to send them to me, I'll get you the answers. When are we voting on it, Evelyn?
19th of May.
Is there any particular focus that we should have on there? You know, anything particular?
Well, we've gone from, I think, five students in the NSSEO. We're having estimated to be three next year. So from our perspective, the expenditures are going to be slightly lower. Well, not slightly. I think about $65,000 less. But if you look at the budget, the last portion of the budget is basically the District 57's components of the budget. So it's expenditures, revenues, that kind of thing. So all our students, I believe, are going to be at Timber Ridge next. At least the estimate is that they're at Timber Ridge.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Board President report, just a couple of things. Friday, April 29th, will be the elected officials at the library. It came out that it will be a legislative update, but it didn't say who's doing it. So I guess it's a surprise guest. It didn't say who was doing it, so. So I'm planning to attend. I think there's cookies and such at 5 o'clock, and 5:30 it will begin. So plan accordingly. The other thing is our next meeting scheduled for May 5th. The only agenda item would be a presentation on science curriculum. There's no additional business to occur, so we could certainly roll that into the May 19th meeting, along with officer reorganization at that point, which certainly falls within policy to have it accomplished during May. So if there are no objections, we'll go ahead and cancel that May 5th meeting. Okay, no objections, so thank you very much. And we will move on to community comments. Is anyone in the community willing to comment? Okay, there'll be another opportunity later if you think of something. Under staff report, Dr. Almer Miller, superintendent report, please.
Yes, I have a few items to report out, and then we will have any discussion about the strategic plan. First, FOIAs to report. The first request was received on March 23rd from Brendan Bacala of Illinois Policy Institute. He requested documents related to the number of and names of District 57 employees who are union members with the name of their affiliated union and residential zip codes. We responded to him on March 29th and sent him the information requested. The second request received was on March 24th from North American Procurement Council asking for bid tabulation for the 2016 site work and building renovations with a bid date of March 23rd, 16. We responded on March 31st and sent him the information requested. And the third FOIA received was on April 11th from Nathan Mihaljak of Illinois Retired Teachers Association. He requested the name, title, and email address of any teachers or administrators who are retiring in 2016. We responded on April 15th, gave him the information requested regarding Lori Becker and Sue Boundy, certified staff retiring in June. The next item to report is regarding wellness incentive, and I just want to read a statement to get on the record. The district received a wellness incentive rebate check in the amount of $11,000 through its health insurance cooperative for the district's participation in the annual wellness screenings program. The check will be deposited into the education fund as other local revenue. This was similar to what we've done, we did last year. Another item I want to point out, this is just a point of information. The board approved the calendar for the 2016-17 school year back on April, or we did it back in December, actually. There is a correction to the calendar, but it's only in regards to the trimester dates when the report cards are going out. It doesn't change the starter end dates or any of the vacation break dates. So it's been posted already on the web. Another item I'd like to bring to the board's attention is to give you an overview of timeline in regards to abolishing the township treasurer. With District 59, we have a timeline, a plan. At the May 19th meeting, you will be asked to take action to authorize written notice by certified mail for to go to the township treasurer and trustees of the schools. That notice will reflect the board's intent to take action at its July 11th, 26 meeting as to whether there shall be a vote submitted to the electors of the school district regarding the proposition to abolish the offices of Elk Grove Township treasurer and trustees of school. We will be doing this on May 19th. District 59 will be doing it on May 9th, so we will follow a week and a half later. And then on July 11th, they will take the vote to adopt the resolution requiring the Secretary of the School Board certify Cook County election authorities for submission to the electors of the school district at the November 8th election, the proposition to abolish the township treasurer and trustee of schools. We will do it on July 21st. We will follow in lockstep exactly what District 59 does so that there won't be any hiccups in the process along the way. And then it will be on the ballot on November 8th to abolish the position. So just a heads up that that's coming.
Do we have any plan on getting the word out so people know how to vote on that? I don't know if we can actually push something like that, but I want to make sure that we, if we can, we get the word out so people know how to vote. Because, you know, a lot of times they go and they have no idea what that is.
I don't know the answer to that, but I will certainly find out if the district can do any kind of electioneering in that regard or not.
I think, and not to interrupt, I mean, you're probably not finished with your
report. With that, I am. Yes.
I think informational, you know, communications to the parents and the community is completely acceptable, you know. Why we're taking, you know, what action we're taking, why we're taking it, you know, what the history has been with the school treasurer and what our plan is for when the position is abolished. You know, as long as people know that we have a plan in place, you don't have to tell them to vote yes or no. I think just try to anticipate what questions people might have and get that information out ahead of time.
I'm thinking we would do in terms of a superintendent's message, an email blast out, and we could prepare a press release to submit to the papers to hit the wider community. But I'll double check on
And that would occur after July, after we make it an official action.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Received in an email this week just regarding the Village of Mount Prospect 4th of July parade. We will have our little float ready for our attendance. Two other items of information before I get to the strategic plan. I'm going to ask Dale to report on these. One is in regards to asbestos abatement that's going to occur at the admin building during the month of May. And then the other item you might have heard on the evening news, the Illinois Department of Revenue made an announcement, a surprise announcement actually, that it discovered an error in disbursement of corporate personal property replacement tax. And taxing bodies in the state of Illinois were overcompensated, and how they intend to get that money back. Dale, would you report on those two items, please?
Sure, I'll talk about the asbestos abatement project first.
This is in conjunction with the district's effort to build a server room in the lower level of the administration building. It involves removing glazing and caulking around windows and the garage door down there in the ramp area. So it's really only on the west side of the building. Asbestos abatement projects are not uncommon for this district. We've done them in the past. What makes this particular project different is that it's going to have to take place the week of May 23rd. It's while school is in session. Keep in mind there's no kids in that building, just staff, which is equally as important to note, but the work will be scheduled to last only 2 or 3 days. It does depend on the weather a little bit, so that those days could move a little bit. And is scheduled to take place after 5 p.m. And it's to be confined to the ramp area down there. All regulations will be followed as the district is a licensed third party to monitor and administer the asbestos abatement plan, as well as a licensed asbestos contractor to remove it from site. So we bring this to the board's attention only because of the public perception that parents and staff might have while driving past the job site during off hours. The other topic that Dr. Allmiller mentioned was the corporate personal property replacement tax. This has just come out in the last couple days. It deals with, and just so you understand what this is a tax collected by the Illinois Department of Revenue. They collect it and distribute it to local bodies of government. It's paid to local governments to replace money that was lost by local governments when their powers to impose personal property taxes on corporations, partnerships, and other businesses entitlements was abolished in the 1970 Constitution. So this tax has been around for a long time. We, along with many other governmental bodies, have been notified that over the past 2 years, we've been overpaid by approximately $58,000. As a point of reference, our budget for this year per CPPRT tax is $511,000 approximately. I am assuming that the Illinois Department of Revenue will be sensitive in recouping this money. However, at this time, we're not aware of any pending formulas that they have. It's really just hit right now. So as we learn more about what the formula will be to recoup their money, we'll share that with you. I would venture to say that it'd probably be best to share this with you during the budget assumptions in July.
And is that $58,000 over the 2 year period?
Yes, approximately, yes.
Okay. Then the other item I have is the strategic plan, which was in your packet. Any suggestions, concerns, comments that the board would like to see added, removed, revised? The board will be asked on May 19th to approve the revised plan. And one item I want to make note of, I have added another item. It's not in your copy. This is in response to two policies, actually three policies. Policy 2150 calls for the creation of a standing board committee, parent-teacher advisory committee. It's under from new legislation. The purpose of that committee is to annually review the student behavior policy, which is policy 7190, and the misconduct by students with disabilities policy 7230. I've added the following statement to the plan, and this is going to go under safe, caring, supportive learning environment. Institute Parent-Teacher Advisory Committee per policy 2:150 for the purposes of annually reviewing student behavior policy 7:190 and misconduct by students with disabilities policy 7230. This is a short-term goal. The bulk of the work will take place during the course of next year, and it'll be reported out to the board. I believe we have it targeted for February. So any other comments from the board then?
Any comments, thoughts about the strategic plan, suggestions? Joe?
I have one. Under the area of coherent and rigorous programs and services, we have this item that we revisit, which is appropriate word, the increased math instructional minutes at this Lincoln Middle School. And I think that, and we can open this up to discussion, but my feeling from talking to some of my other colleagues on the board is that we want to make this more of a priority, and actually we'd like to see, because we've seen, at least certainly since I've been on the board, we've seen a couple of different proposals for changing the schedule at Lincoln, and it seems like we just can't get over the goal line on this. And so I think that what I would personally like to see is to make this a goal, to make this a reality by not next school year, but certainly the year after. So that would be the 17-18 school year. I don't know, does anyone else have thoughts on that?
Any thoughts? Eileen?
Just along the same lines as Joe, I agree, because we revisit this every year, and then it was kind of tabled, and it seems that is the way to go with increased math and science minutes, and I'd like to see it happen. I'd like to see it go forward instead of talking about it every year, have a plan in motion to maybe put it in motion and set it up.
I second or third that. I think it's a good idea that we, given that a lot of the adjoining districts are already have extended minutes for math and that science, I think we have to start looking at it and at least make it a goal that, as Joe said, it's going to be near impossible for next year, but the following year to see if we can have that implemented.
And, you know, I think that goes along the lines of the one of the purposes of the board is to make sure that our students have exceptional resources and learning experiences. And like they've said, this is something we've talked about for many, many years now, and we'd like to see it move forward.
We certainly can do that. What I will do as far as the strategic plan is concerned is simply change that from long-term back to short-term. The way it would unfold would be it would come forward part of the staffing plan discussion next January, February. We would get the staffing positions necessary to make it happen to go into play then for the 17-18 school year. We would use as our target to make sure that we are no longer below the state average of math instructional minutes, which currently is 58 minutes at sixth grade and 55 minutes at eighth grade, so we would be targeting around 60 minutes to provide that, and certainly can do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jen?
I was just going to state, thank you, I appreciate that, Elaine. I think it definitely should be a short-term goal, and I concur with what everyone said here tonight, so I'm excited about that, so I look forward to getting that information next year.
Joe?
I also support moving forward with that, with Joe's recommendation to put the 17-18 timeline on that that goal. And a couple other more minor questions. Also in safe, caring, supportive learning environment, the last goal there, or action item, is review district-created administrative procedures in conjunction with procedures and examples to eliminate duplication in those procedures examples which do not apply. The examples you talk about there, are those the ones with the E on there?
Yes.
Okay. I was under the impression those were actually exhibits. When we first started with press, mm-hmm. those were identified as exhibits, and it was very confusing what to do with them. And what I had understood IASB's suggestion was to include them in the policy manual so that policies and exhibits would be in the policy manual. Administrative procedures would not. Now, we sort of started doing that, but pretty quickly stopped. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not advocating putting them in, but if there's a reason to put them in, fine. But so that might be part when you review that to see if...
The goal administratively is we want to clean up the administrative procedures, and you're right, the term is exhibits, not examples. I apologize for that. Where we have developed some district-specific procedures and exhibits that we utilize, we don't always lean on the press procedures and exhibits. We want to make sure we're not duplicating efforts, and we want to make sure that we're not held legally that because we've got those administrative procedures from press in the manual, and exhibits in the manual, that we're not held legally to the utilization of them. Right now, I've got them in there as examples for us to look at if we need something. Mm-hmm. But because I've got those in the manual, and even though it's in the manual in my office and in the school offices, we want to make sure that we're not setting ourselves up for a problem. So it's an administrative task that we want to undertake.
Okay. Great. And then one other under climate and communication. Let's see. Give me a second. Yeah, the very last one there, too. I'm not sure what that means. Investigate online West store.
Oh, it's supposed to be web store. That's a typo.
Web?
Web okay. Store.
I thought it was something like that. One, the online one, I figured it meant.
Thank you.
I think that's it. Thank you.
I have one other question. Go ahead, Joe.
Although, I'm sorry, this I'll save it for the policy discussion.
Okay. Any other questions? I just had one, and it's just clarification. Under the safe caring environment, conduct state required 10 life safety review and implement findings into master facility plan. Is this a different procedure than we've done in the past, or
it's
is 10
year life? There's a word left out.
Okay.
And no, this is
okay. I thought it was like an item. A list.
At least our
of
proofreading
10.
Wasn't
okay.
The best this time.
Okay, so this is just...
It's typical. Standard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Joe. It actually kind of piggyback on your question there. I know one of the items in there is to go down the road towards getting a consultant mm-hmm. to... guide us on a referendum effort. In the preparation for that, going to referendum, is there something that we envision doing that's to try to determine what sort of dollar amount we would be looking to, a revenue increase would be looking for? And where I'm trying to go with this is, some of the questions we might want to answer might take a while to mm-hmm. Be able to answer. Like, for example, one would be we do the annual $750,000 building maintenance amount every year, but is there other items that we would be looking to do to the buildings in addition to that that we would want to be able to fund potentially through revenue from a referendum, or at least in part, and so do we need to think about having more like maybe a more thorough evaluation of the facilities here and
where we may need to go in the next 10 years or 15 years or something like that.
Go ahead.
I think this is my opinion. I think the board will be pleased with the 10-year life safety that is conducted at the in the fall. I think you're going to find, remember, many of you board members weren't on the board 10 years ago. Last time we did it, there's three. They're broken down into three priorities. A is immediate, within 1 year after the report is approved. B is within three, I believe, maybe 5 years. I think it's three, though. And C are just recommended. I think the board will be very happy to see that there's not going to be that many A's out there. There might be a couple B's that might deal with our HVAC systems or our boilers or our infrastructure like that. So I don't think you're going to see that. Where I think the board, in your, with respect to your question, is the other areas, parking lots, believe it or not, need to be replaced at Fairview and Lions Park in the next 5 years or so. They're getting long and
replaced.
Replaced. Yeah, they're starting to alligator. You know, that's breaking up, and so you're going to see a lot of that. The sprinkler systems at Fairview and Lions Park need to be replaced. But those, I think that you're going to be okay with handling those with the 750. Not perfect, but again, I think you might want to raise that to a million. That would help. But some years that 750 is good, and other years it's not good enough. Your biggest problem is going to be some year you're going to have to replace Lincoln. When that building just
750 won't be enough.
Yeah, 750 no. will not.
Even 2 years?
Not even over 2 years. Yeah, no, not even if you pull it for 3 years, it's not going to be enough. So, but I don't think you're going to have life safety. I just think you're going to find the building to be ineffective for educational purposes as time goes on.
Does that 10-year study include the administration building?
No. So I believe it. I'm pretty sure it only covers buildings that have students occupying them.
Yeah, so my only point is, obviously, when we're going towards determining what we'd be looking for in a referendum is we obviously, one component of that one should be our facilities and what we may need to do in addition to the annual maintenance.
Right, and keep in mind, you're going for a rate increase, so you have to, whatever that is, you'd have to use that money to come back to the O&M fund and use that for master facility planning or something like that. But you couldn't say, we're going to do this and then we're going to build something or change it. You got to do it through the rate increase. So it really depends on how comfortable the board is with the $750,000 that they have dedicated to the master facility plan. Definitely can be higher and would be appreciated to be higher for to maintain the buildings in a better manner.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions or comments? All right, so this will come back to us revised at the May 19th meeting for us to approve.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then I guess we covered the NSSEO budget.
Yeah.
Any questions? Throw them.
Email and I'll have available answers. Here.
Okay, sounds great.
Sorry. One last question.
Yeah.
I don't know, and this is just a thought, but to the extent that increasing math minutes at the middle school would involve, lengthening periods or changing teachers' schedules, planning minutes, whatever, I guess that would be hopefully something. If it needed to be dealt with in MPEA negotiations, we could do that next year. But it's probably something that we don't necessarily want to have on the table, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Consent agenda. We have six items tonight. Number one, minutes of the following Board of Education meetings. Regular business meeting, March 17th, 2016. Open and closed session. Regular business meeting, April 7th, 2016 open and closed session. We were all in attendance. Number two, personnel transactions. Approve employment for one certified individual. Approve employment for one ESP individual. Approve resignation of one ESP employee. Number three, financial reports from February 2016.
We corrected that.
Okay.
Sorry, that's March.
That's okay, March. Okay, that sounds better. Number four, accounts payable bills. Jen, you reviewed these, is that correct?
Yes, they're all in order.
All right, all in order, good. Number five, approve the Board of Education meeting dates 2016, 2017. And it came through in your packet that it was revised a bit from the last time, and we have tentative meetings put in there, so we do have two meetings every month scheduled, and should we need to use them, we certainly will. Number six, adopt resolution proclaiming Staff Appreciation Week, May 2nd through 6th, 2016. Is there anything that needs to be pulled from this consent, Joe?
I was not at the April 7th regular meeting.
Oh, okay. I apologize. All right. So we'll do that separately. Anything else that needs to be pulled? All right, so why don't we do that one first? Can I get a motion to approve the regular business meeting, April 7th, 2016, open session?
So moved.
Second. Mr. Castro?
Yes.
Mrs. Kovas?
Yes.
Mrs. Palchik?
Yes.
Mr. Lean?
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, can I get a motion to approve consent agenda items number one, the March 17th meeting, open and closed, April 7th, closed session, number two, personnel transactions, number three, financial reports, number four, accounts payable bills, number five, approved Board of Education meeting dates, 2016-17, and number six, adopt the resolution proclaiming Staff Appreciation Week.
I move that we approve these items as enumerated on the consent agenda.
Mrs.
Kovas?
Yes.
Mrs.
Palchik?
Yes.
Mr. Lean?
Yes.
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 Yes. Unfinished business? We have none. Community comments? This is your second opportunity for any community comments. All right, we will move on to new business. This is the first read of, that looks like about 10 board policies. These are in accordance with press language. Thank you again to Board Policy Committee, Eileen and Joseph Lean, for, they all rhyme together there. Mm-hmm. For meeting and reviewing these with Elaine. Would you like to
just
talk on them?
One thing I want to point out, I believe at your place, or we got it corrected online, is policy 7305, the last policy. There were some words that in the original had not been eliminated, and they were under, I believe, item 2B, it's the very last words of the policy needed to be struck regarding a certified trainer. It needed to end after "in all branches in Illinois." So those additional words struck. That was my error, not getting those on there for you.
Okay. All right. Any comments, questions? Joe?
Kind of piggybacking what Elaine just said. So the majority of the policies were related to student behavior. Then there was some on concussion material and on instruction. And the policies are accurate in the board packet of what we discussed and agreed upon. In the memo, that's also accurate. We were adopting press. To add a little bit more detail to it, like Elaine just said, a couple of the policies did have some language either removed or added. And so I just, and I'm sorry I did this so last minute, but I was doing it at work at the end of the day today, and I just kind of put together a little addendum to that memo that kind of delineates the additions or the changes. And it's really just to, you know, add a little more detail. So I just wanted to include that with everybody so that you'll have it, and then maybe we could have the memo, add that information into the memo for the, when we vote on it in 2 weeks, or next month, I guess. And it also has, Elaine, the statement you just made about deletion of that one statement there.
All right, are there any thoughts or questions about these policies? Jerry?
Just one thing struck me under the student behavior.
And that is 7190.
And I'm not sure the best way to, under prohibited student conduct, number 5. When I read the definition of the devices, I just didn't know if that actually captured, in today's world, the, it's, you know, it still references pagers, but in terms of, you know, any, does this encompass the devices that we would want to, in terms of electronic devices available?
If I remember correctly, there's a couple of policies that, internet usage and device usage, and I think there's a collective phrase that we've used in some of them that, you know, is, and anything that may come about.
Okay.
You know, do you mind taking a look at that?
Well, the language that jumps out at me is the other electronic device in any manner that disrupts the educational environment.
Yeah.
It is pretty all-encompassing.
Okay.
If we're comfortable that that's covering it, yeah.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Yeah, because the thing that struck me was that we were calling out specific items and then, you know, starting with one that's fairly ancient, so.
Yes. I don't think anybody has a pager anymore.
Yeah, I haven't seen one lately. Smithsonian.
Well, actually, I have one that I use at work sometimes,
oh,
but
there you go.
Yeah. Joe, you had something to...
My question about this is because there's a number of changes in the law which preempted these policy changes. And my understanding is that these laws, this will go into effect next school year, is that right?
By September 17th, I believe.
Okay. So my question is, how extensive do the changes to administrative procedures have to be, or do you just need to tweak some things? Is that stuff that you'll look at over the summer?
That's in regard to handbook, and we've actually already put those changes into the handbook. Those are up and ready.
Great. Okay, thank you.
All right. Is there anything else? All right, so just a housekeeping item. Would you just include any of these updates and then have that press memo for us for the next time, for our next packet?
My understanding was to add these into the memo that I prepare.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, just so that we have the updated one when we
all of the policies reflect those changes, so the policies are accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. We do have a second item under new business to approve the resolution for the reduction in force for educational support personnel.
And you'll need to read the resolution.
Hang on.
Yeah.
All right. I will read it, and then I will ask for a motion. Whereas the Board of Education of Mount Prospect School District 57, Cook County, Illinois, the Board, has determined the educational support personnel listed below will be honorably dismissed as a result of the decision of the Board to decrease the number of educational support personnel employed by the Board or to discontinue some particular types of educational support service. And whereas pursuant to Section 10-23.5 of the Illinois School Code, 105 ILCS 5/10-23.5, the Board is required to give this educational support personnel written notice of honorable dismissal, stating the specific reasons, therefore, not less than 30 days prior to the employee's dismissal date. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Education of Mount Prospect School District 57, Cook County, Illinois, as follows. Section 1, that following educational support personnel within the designated category of position is hereby honorably dismissed from employment in this school district and will not be reemployed for the 2016-2017 school term by reason of the decision of the Board of Education to decrease the number of educational support personnel employed by the Board or discontinue some particular types of educational support service. Two individuals, Bridget Diversi, Instructional Assistant, Maureen Sell, Instructional Assistant. Section 2, the President and Secretary of the Board are hereby authorized and directed to give this educational support personnel notice of dismissal by certified mail, return receipt requested at least 30 days prior to the employee's dismissal date. Section 3, the superintendent or designee will also personally deliver a copy of the notice to the educational support personnel at least 30 days prior to the employee's respective dismissal date. Section 4, this resolution will be in full force and effective immediately upon its passage.
So may I? Second.
Mrs. Kwalchuk?
Yes.
Mr. Lean?
Yes.
Mr. McCluskey?
Yes.
Mr. Sonnenfeld?
Yes.
Mr. Compasto?
Yes.
Mrs. Kovas?
Yes.
Mrs. Moda?
Yes. Next topic is board discussion. I don't believe we have any board discussion for tonight.
Just have one question. I'm sorry.
Sure, Joe.
I just don't remember the scheduling. Was the Mount Prospect Zoning Board hearing next Thursday?
28.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Closed session. We do have need for closed session tonight. We will be meeting for the purpose of discussing the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body. Board action will not take place following closed session. We will be meeting at administration. Can I get a motion to end our open session?
Motion to convene in the closed session.
Second. Mr. Lean?
Yes.
Mr. McCluskey?
Yes.
Mr. Sonnenfeld?
Yes.
Mr. Compasto?
Yes.
Mrs. Kovas?
Yes.
Mrs. Kwalchuk?
Yes.
Mrs. Nadel?
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for being here tonight.